Quran chapter 18, verse 110 is a profound reminder about the exclusivity of worship to Allah and its consequences for those who associate partners with Him. Verse explanation. The verse states, "Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone." Acknowledging human limitations, here, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is instructed to remind people of his humanity and the oneness of Allah, emphasizing that he is merely a mortal messenger. Monotheistic message. The verse underscores the monotheistic message conveyed by all prophets, stressing the belief in one God without associating partners with Him. Call to righteous deeds. It calls believers to engage in righteous deeds as a means of seeking the pleasure of Allah and preparing for the meeting with Him. Prohibition of shirk. The verse explicitly prohibits associating partners with Allah in worship, highlighting the gravity of this sin. Exclusive worship of Allah. It emphasizes that worship should be directed solely to Allah, without any intermediaries or associates, including prophets like Muhammad or Jesus. Consequences of shirk. Associating partners with Allah in worship leads to severe consequences, including permanent residence in hellfire. Warning against idolatry. The verse serves as a stern warning against idolatry, polytheism, and the deification of prophets or any other beings besides Allah. Rejecting intermediaries. It rejects the notion of needing intermediaries or intercessors in worship, affirming direct connection and devotion to Allah. Exclusive divine rights. Allah's exclusive right to worship is reiterated, emphasizing His absolute sovereignty and uniqueness, reminding Prophet Muhammad's humanity. By stating "I am only a man like you," Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is reminded to avoid any deification or excessive reverence directed towards him. Encouragement to righteousness. The verse encourages believers to focus on righteous deeds and obedience to Allah, rather than deviating into idolatry or polytheism. Importance of Tawheed. Tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah, is highlighted as the foundational principle of faith, guiding all aspects of worship and devotion. Universal message. The verse's message applies universally to all believers, regardless of their background or religious affiliation. Prophets as role models. While prophets like Muhammad and Jesus serve as exemplary role models, they are not objects of worship but rather guides to Allah's path. Condemnation of polytheism. Polytheism is strongly condemned, emphasizing the severe consequences it entails in the hereafter. Maintaining purity of faith. The verse emphasizes the importance of maintaining the purity of faith by avoiding any form of shirk or association of partners with Allah. Clarification of Prophet's status. Prophet Muhammad's status as a human messenger of Allah is clarified, ensuring that his message is not distorted or misinterpreted. Respecting Prophet's humanity. By acknowledging his humanity, Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, status is kept in perspective, preventing undue glorification or deification. Core message of Islam. The verse reiterates the core message of Islam: the worship of one God, submission to His will, and adherence to righteous deeds. Stressing accountability. It stresses individual accountability before Allah, reminding believers of the consequences of their actions in the hereafter. Rejecting polytheistic practices. Polytheistic practices, including the worship of multiple gods or idols, are unequivocally rejected in Islam. Emphasis on sincerity. Sincerity in worship and devotion to Allah is emphasized, highlighting the importance of pure intention in all actions. Seeking forgiveness. Believers are encouraged to seek forgiveness for any past transgressions and to repent sincerely from any form of shirk or idolatry. Hope in Allah's mercy. Despite the severity of the warning against shirk, believers are reminded of Allah's infinite mercy and forgiveness for those who turn to Him in repentance and obedience. In essence, Quran chapter 18 verse 110 underscores the fundamental principle of Tawheed and the exclusivity of worship to Allah, while warning against the grave sin of associating partners with Him. It serves as a timeless reminder of the essence of true faith and the consequences of deviating from it.